college. You know, now we're a 500 team, and we give ourselves a chance, you know, to get above and look ahead. If you lose those two games, you're in a pretty deep hole. You know, so it's we play those games really hard. We make sure the guys knew what was at stakes in the room here. The leader guys, you know, Wales got up and a bunch of the guys, and. No, huge road trip.
Talked about creating an environment in the room before these games. What did you guys do anything? Were you able to kind of get that feeling up?
Yeah, well, we let the guys know that, you know, not wait for game 75 to feel the urgency. Like, it's, we're, you know, a quarter in the season, even a little bit more, and now this is when we can set ourselves up so we don't have to chase it too much, you know. And now, like I said, being 500, we can look ahead and start, you know, try to put another win streak here and try to get in the playoffs.
Talk about what Blake Wheeler's been able to do as a centerman yourself. I mean, right. You've got to come in and look like a natural center. I mean, just talk about what he's been able to do.
Well, he's such a strong guy, you know, and he's big. And, I think down low in the D zone, he's really good. He moves his feet well, and he rarely loses any battle. You know, you've seen him all over the ice, even when he's a winger. Like he just wins every single battle he's involved in. And as a center, it's always good to have that. So I think he's kind of turning into a really good center. I don't know what's going to happen here, but for me playing on the wing with him, it's been a lot of fun.
It's a big ask, though. That's a big ask, though, to play center. I mean, it's not just move positions. It's, you got to be defensively sound. You got to be all
over. Definitely. But like I said, you know, Wills is a guy that always wins his one-on-one battle. So you've seen him down low a couple times tonight where, you know, he just gets in there and takes the puck away from the guy and just moves it to the winger. And next thing you know, we're out of the zone. So I feel like we don't spend a whole lot of time in the D zone with Blake out there playing as a center. So it's good to see.
And before the game, the coach even said it sort of makes you wonder after seeing him do it just for one game, and then he does it for another. So you could say that he could play that position
more. Yeah, I thought he was almost even better tonight. You know, he's kind of getting used to it. And I mean, if Wills becomes a center and then we have Shives and Brian, I mean, we're beginning to be a really deep team offensively, and you know, there's not too many teams that could have that luxury to have three good centermen that we can have here. So it's, I mean, we'll see where this goes, but it's nice to see him play that well as center.
These are not easy buildings to play in. Just what does it do confidence-wise for your club to be able to pick up some big Central Division wins like this? You know, you've played well in your division so far this year as a team.
Yeah, it's huge. Like last year, that's probably what hurt us the most, our divisional games. And this year, we've been doing well. And now to do it in St. Louis, like you said, tough building. And then to come here in Chicago and do it too. So it's, we're starting to grow as a team here. And we're liking the mood and what's going on in this room. And, you know, we're creating some boundaries. The guys are, you know, having a lot of fun. When you win, it's so much more fun. So we got to keep that good feeling in here.